弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
这首诗歌我其实我没想到，但是最能表达我这次信息的中心。
Even though I didn't think about the hymn, but it actually represents what I'm going to share today。
这次信息是我这么多年以来信主以来我第一次这么迫切要分享的。
After so many years of being Christian, this is a message that I really want to share。
因为这次信息我知道这是一个真正的恩典。
Because I know this is the grace from that.
至少在解决了我这么多年以来信主一直来的困惑。
And it actually resolved all the questions that I have as a believer.
好，我信息的题目就是在基督里。
And the topic I want to share is in Christ.
那我为什么这么迫切？我知道这个恩典是真的。
Why do I have this urge to share? Because I know it's real.
我也知道，既然分享出来，我们当中至少有一部分总要得到这个恩典。
And as I share, I know that you are going to have received this grace.
好，那我先分享在这个恩典在我身上所做的工作。
So I'd like to share what this grace has done on me.
当主借着他的话让我有一天看见在基督里这个恩典的时候，这个荣耀恩福音的时候。
Through God's word, let me see His grace.
这个把我从我自己里面大大的释放了出来。
And it released me.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们对这个福音，对我们所听到这个福音你怎么理解？
I don't know how you interpret the gospel that you hear.
在我过去这么多年信主，我有一个最大的困惑。
As a believer of all these years, I have this biggest question.
除了主耶稣宝血以外，其他福音享受不到。
Besides the protection from God, I did not receive any other goodness.
对，就除了主的宝血在我里面是真实的。
Except the precious blood of God is real in me.
对，其他的好像无法享受。
It seems like I cannot enjoy anything else.
我们所听到教导，你翻开圣经都是教你要学忍耐、学谦卑、学顺服，对不对？
All the gospel that we hear is to teach us to be patient, to be humble.
我们也这样教别人，但我们自己也努力尝试做。
So we teach the same thing to others and we try our best to do the same.
所以如果说弟兄姊妹对自己基督徒的生活如果概括的话，你会用哪个词来概括？
So if you want to conclude your life with one word, what are you going to use?
很多可能都会说软弱。
A lot of time we have weakness.
这个福音我们并不觉得很荣耀，虽然我们努力要变让它变得荣耀。
Even though we want to turn this gospel into glorious.
我甚至有时候来到聚会中，因为很软弱，所以不愿意开口。
Even when I come to gathering a lot of time because of my weakness, I do not want to open my mouth.
对，我有时候甚至说再等十年，等我更温柔一点或更谦卑一点，我再开口赞美主。
Sometimes I'll tell myself, wait 10 more years until I'm more humble before I open my mouth to praise the Lord.
我是真心的，我想弟兄姊妹很多也是这样光景中的。
And this is my real heart, and I believe a lot of brothers and sisters have the same feeling.
对，这是不是我们对福音的困惑？这至少是我对福音的困惑。
And this is the question that I have with the gospel.
我刚信主的时候，听到教会中有听到弟兄姊妹们当中有人提到因信称义。
When I first as a believer, I heard about being called righteousness by faith.
这样我想大家到今天都100%相信。
Until today, I'm 100% in it.
什么叫因信称义呢？
And what is being called righteousness by faith?
你只要相信主耶稣，你不能再，就是你在主神面前你已经100%的称义了。
So in Christ Jesus, you are 100% called righteousness.
你不能再做任何一件事情让你这个人变得更加在主面讨喜悦，更加称义。
You cannot make yourself to be more righteousness.
我也听到因信得荣耀。
And I also heard of receive the glory by faith.
今天我很少听到有人讲因信得荣耀。
So today we hear glorious by faith.
什么叫因信得荣耀呢？
And what does that mean?
如果你像你是一个没有忍耐的人，
If you are a person without patience，
你相信主耶稣了，
And you believe in Jesus，
你在主里面，你在主里面已经得到了神的荣耀，
And you receive the glories from God，
你不需要再通过20年学一点忍耐，
You don't need another 20 years of practice being patient，
你也不需要再做什么事情让自己更加温柔更加谦卑。
And you don't need to do anything else to make yourself more meek and humble.
哦，知道现在讲这话可能会引起很多误会。
I might cause some misunderstanding from what I just said.
那我们一会儿要回到圣经中看我们所理解的福音和神所启示的这个荣耀福音有什么区别。
So we should go back to the Bible and see the difference between the gospel we understood and the gospel God revealed to us.
神就是借着这个在基督里这个荣耀福音把我从自己中释放出来了。
And God revealed himself through this gospel.
我想我们还是回到神的话中，我们读一些我们熟悉的话，但是我们要分一同来理解这句话所和我们所理解的什么不同。
So we are going to read a few familiar scriptures and see if we understand it the same way the Bible warned us to understand.
所以今天我们不打算讲一个完整的道。
So today I'm not going to give you a complete lecture.
我只照着我在主面前所蒙的恩典讲。
But I'm going to share with you according to the grace from the Holy Spirit.
就是主在这个方面让打开了，我就讲。
So if Lord opened myself, I'll share with you.
好，我们先看第一句话。
So let's read the first scripture.
加拉太书1:8。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 8.
好，我念一下。但无论对无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned.
弟兄姊妹，你想想这话够不够大？太大了，对不对？
Do you feel this is a great sentence?
这句话很大，我觉得有点夸口。
This is such a great sentence and even boasting.
哦，传福音给你们与我们传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
The gospel that preached to you other than what we preached to you, let him be eternally condemned.
他传的福音跟我们平时所想的不太一样。
So what they are preaching may be different from us.
如果今天我所领受的福音是我有点困难，主耶稣可以帮助我，我可以向他祷告。
So if you give me the gospel today and I don't understand, Jesus can help me.
但这也没有错，对不对？
Isn't that wrong?
但我不敢说，如果有人传的跟我不一样，他就应该被咒诅。
But I would not dare to say that if he preached the same, the gospel other than what I preached to you, let him be condemned.
所以这里面有一个很有一个东西我们 miss， 我们错，我们不，我们没有看到。
There is something that we did not see.
或者我举个例子，因为这个我想把我心中所表达出来，我用例子来表达。
So let me give you an example.
这就像一个人他从一个很漂亮的景点旅游回来。
So just like a person who came back from a.
对，他告诉我们那里有山，有喷泉，有水，有山，有峡谷。
So he came back and tell us there is mountain, there is water, and there is valley.
对，然后我们听到人呢。我们其实并没有看到。
But we did not see the complete picture.
所以今天我们就想照着主的恩典，把我们失去的那个神启示的那个荣耀福音给讲一下。
So according to God's grace today, we hope that we can put the complete picture together.
那我想在弟兄姊妹面前，我想再一次证明一件事情。
And I want to testify one more thing.
我所讲这个呢，不是一个说法，也不是一个理论。
That I'm not going, it's not just a saying or a theory.
是一个实实在在把我从自己里面，从我那么多的困惑中拯救释放出来的一个福音。
But it is a real experience for me that when I went through the dilemma about gospel.
对，我因为我所讲在这讲只有一个目的，我愿我们当 当中，至少有一弟兄有同样迷惑的、困惑的弟兄姊妹们能够得着的真实恩典。
And I hope to let some other brothers and sisters who are questioning gospel to receive the same grace.
好，我们再看第二节，再看第二节，罗马书七章二十四节。
And let's read another scripture, Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 24.
对，我们这一部分主要讲我们所理解的福音和圣经中启示的是不是有一些 difference。
So, it's more important to point to whether the gospel we understood has any difference with the gospel God revealed.
第二部分我们在讲我所从主领受的这个荣耀的福音。
Then I'm going to share with you the glorious gospel that I received.
好，我们罗马书七章二十四节。
Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 24.
好。这些都是我们非常熟悉的，也是我们在福音跟随主过程中我们自己经历到的。
It's a very familiar verse that we experience as well.
好，没有打出之前，我先念一下我所手中所有的这句话。
Let me read.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢
？What a wretch man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
我们知道罗马书第七章讲我们基督徒的挣扎。
And the book of Romans talk about the struggle as a Christian.
对啊，我们真是苦啊。
We are a wretched man.
我们知道要忍耐，不能忍耐。
We know that we have persevere. We need to persevere, but we could not.
我们要赦免别人，你又赦免不了。
We need to overcome, but we couldn't.
圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着。
For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die.
这节圣经我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有疑问。
Do you have question about this sentence?
这节圣经我们知道，公认的这节圣经是针对十字架在我们身上具体的实行说的。
We all understand that this is according to our sinful nature, direct to that sinful nature.
就是能够借着圣灵把我们身体上这些恶行能够致死。
That is using the Holy Spirit to kill what is in our sinful nature.
弟兄姊妹们愿意跟随主都愿意知道，哎呀，我们实在愿意进入这个实际。
We believers are willing to get into this status.
但这句话很难理解，这句话说靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
But it's very difficult to understand that because it's said by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeed of the body.
说实话，我刚跟随主，我刚读这件圣经，我实在愿意有人解开这句话，什么叫靠着圣灵。
As I was reading in the beginning as a Christian, I really need someone to open up, to understand What does it mean by the Spirit?
如果有人愿意告诉我靠着圣灵什么意思，我可以出一个高价来得到这句话。
I would pay a great price to understand what does it mean by the Spirit.
因为对我的理解，这个不应该靠着圣灵，应该靠着祷告和禁食就够了。
Because to me, to get through this sinful nature, it should be through prayer, not through spirit.
就原谅我我这样讲不是要反对什么，我这样讲是把我过去的困惑来展开在弟兄姊妹面前。
Forgive me for saying this, but this is only opening up my question as, in the beginning as a Christian.
好，我们再读哥罗西书里面更多的困惑，这个就是我们跟随主的，我们一些困惑。
So I got more dilemma when I was reading the Colossians.
好，哥罗西书二章六到七节。
Chapter 2, verse 6 to 7.
这些困惑就表明我们所理解的福音和神眼中那个荣耀的福音有一点有一定的差距。
These questions raise because the gospel that I understood is different with the gospel that God is trying to reveal to us.
好，哥罗西书二章六到二，哥罗西书有个背景。
And there is this background for the book of Colossians.
我只提出一点点，里面一点点的背景。
So let me share with you the background.
里面有人传不可拿、不可摸、不可尝的规条。
There are teaching that to teach Christians not to take, not to touch.
对，也有人传要苦待己身。
And someone to teach to discipline self.
为什么？因为要制服肉体的这个恶欲，对不对
？Because to suppress the flesh desire.
因为当时有种说法，肉体是完全是恶的。
And this type of teaching is a kind of evil.
你要想属灵，就要对付肉体的恶欲。
So to be spiritual, you have to deal with your flesh desire.
当然这里面说苦待己身，就是苦待他。
To discipline your own self.
对，你想吃好的，你就饿了，你就不给他吃。
If you desire good food, you should starve yourself.
你想穿好的，你就给他穿破的。
If you want to dress up yourself, you should wear the worn one, the clothes.
弟兄姊妹，我想问一下，这个说法虽然我们不能完全同意，但是你觉得这有什么问题吗？
You might not agree to this, but what's wrong with this teaching?
如果我们当中有人这么做。我至少我虽然我不同意他，但至少我很钦佩他，对不对？
Even if somebody is doing it, even though if I don't agree, but I will not object to it.
好，我们看看罗马这一章，保罗从神的光中怎么来解释这个问题。
So let's see how Paul explained this.
好，当然这前面有一个词，就是说因为他们不照着基督。
There is this phrase that says not according
to Christ.
To Christ.
好，二章六节和七节是更具体的，保罗在讲这样一件事，我们应该正面怎么做。
So chapter 2 verse 6 to 7, Paul teaches us what to do.
好，我们看二章六节里面有一句话叫，就当遵他而行。后半句，二章六节后半句 ，live in him.对，把这些全部念。这样子，重新把这一节全读一遍吧。二章六节，格罗西书二章六节，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，主基督耶稣就当遵他而行。
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, contribute to live in Him.
啊，这句话很简单，但是什么叫遵他而行呢？
So what is following Jesus, receive Christ Jesus?
对，其实英文里面就是你在他里面行，在他里面生活。
That is to live in Him.
啊，这句话我不知道你们能不能理解。这句话对我来讲是一个奥秘。你怎么能在他里面生活呢
？It's a mystery to me how you can live in Him.
好，我们再看第七节。
And verse 7.
在他里面生根建造。信心坚固。
Continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith.
哦，在这个，在他里面，就是在基督里面，你扎根，并且在里面建造。
So you root in him, you build up in him.
那二章八节就说，你这样做才是照着基督。用二章八节说，这些人不照着基督。
And verse 8, it says that not according to Christ.
弟兄姊妹们能够对刚才这些话有多少的理解呢？
So how do you understand this verse?
好像都是很模糊的，你说你不知道也知道，说你真知道吗？你好像在生活中享受不到。
It seems vague to us that if you say you understand, you seem like understand. But if you say you don't understand, it seems like you couldn't touch it in your life.
好，我们再读以弗所书里面一句非常大的一句话，以弗所书二章七节。
And let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7.
好，以弗所书二章七节是这样讲。要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
好，但我们知道以弗所书里面讲到基督荣耀的恩典。
It talk about the glorious grace.
丰富的恩典。
The fullness of the grace.
这里面说它丰富到什么程度呢？
It's so abundant to a point.
好，我们看这丰富到什么程度。
And let's see how or where did it go.
对，要显明给后来的世代看。
That it will be in the coming ages that he might show the incomparable riches of his grace.
对，后来的世代，举个例，我们知道我们将来我们马上要临到的就是国度的世代。
So we know the coming ages is coming.
之后就是一个永世。
And that is the eternity.
哦，我们要在这个要来的世代里面，我们要一同来经历基督荣耀的恩典在我们身上。
So we are going to experience in the coming ages His glorious.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你诚实的话，你想一想，这个恩典真的这么荣耀丰富吗？
So think about this: Is the grace so glorious?
我们所理解的恩典可能只局限于。我有些难处向神祷告得到一些释放。
So the grace to my understanding is that I can release my concern and difficulties to God through prayers.
这样的恩典在永世里面用得到整个永世来显明吗？
Such a grace needs eternity to reveal.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们当中，我们要慢慢意识到，有些神荣耀的恩典，我们其实并没有知道。
So we have to come to a point that we do not understand completely about God's grace.
我们所领受的只是我们所认为的一点点的。
What we receive is only a little bit of what we understood.
好，我们再看最后一节圣经，之后我们就要进到主题里面。最后一节圣经，腓立比书三章十节前半句。
Book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
这节圣经呢，也是保罗他。几乎到了他跟随主到尽头的时候。
This is from Paul at the end time of him following Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，如果一个人跟随主走了一生的路，走到尽头的时候，你问他，保罗，你有什么劝勉的
？So to a person who followed Christ for his life, and at the end, you ask him, "Is there any teaching from you?"
你期待他都说什么
？What would he say?
如果是我，我可能期待，我如果是我的话，我期待我能够这样说，我说是我能够更加的谦卑。
Maybe I'm going to say I want to be more humble.
哦，更加的温柔一点。
I want to be more gentle.
当然这因为圣经也这样教导嘛，对不对
？And the Bible teaches the same thing too, right?
更加的忍耐一点。
To be more perseverant.
但保罗这里面说了一句话，实在让我出信的，实在让我实在非常的困惑。
But to a young believers, his answer raised question to me.
是我认识基督。
He said, becoming like him.
啊，不是，就是认识基督 ，know Christ.
To I want to know Christ.
认识基督，这是什么？ 先看看神所启示出来这个在基督里到底是怎样一个荣耀。
So we should see what type of glory is that God revealed to us through God.
如果我们真正得到这个恩典的话，
If we truly receive the grace,
这足以把我们从自己里面给释放出来。
God will release us from it.
我说在自己里面是我们这些愿意跟随主的。
And I'm talking about those who are willing to follow the Lord.
对，我们愿意付代价。
That we are willing to pay a price.
哦，在家中我们愿意忍耐。
And we are willing to persevere at home.
在教会中我们也愿意服侍，愿意谦卑。
We are willing to serve and humble in church.
可是我们发现我们根本做不到。
But we find that we couldn't do everything.
结果我们再加强意志。
So then we strengthen our own will.
再加强警醒。
And we are alert, being more alert.
结果就失败得更快一点。
But then we fall even faster.
所以这些东西能够引导我们，把我们更多引到神所启示这个基督的福音里面。
So we should bring ourselves more into the gospel that God revealed to us.
好，我还有一半时间，我来讲主题。
And I want to share with you the main theme.
好，约翰福音20:31前半句。
Book of John, chapter 20, verse 31.
好，单记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
哦，我们把这句话，我想把这句话重点讲一下，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So we believe in Christ. We believe he's the Son of God.
哦，就是说。这个约翰福音到这里面的时候，就讲整个约翰福音，我们读出主耶稣行了喂饱5000人，又是医治拉撒路死里复活，讲这么多什么目的呢
？We believe in Christ. We share with you the story about feeding the 5,000, raising Lazarus from death. What are we trying to say?
当然，我们知道他是神的儿子，这说明他是独一的。
We want to show that he is the Son of God. He is the only one.
只有他可以做神的羔羊。
And only he can be the Lamb of God.
但这里面还加了一句话，信耶稣是基督。
But here it says that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
这是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean?
如果我说我不知道这句话什么意思，对我有什么影响呢
？So if I say that I don't understand this, and how is it affecting me?
至少有一个影响在圣经里面讲得很清楚。
And there is one change to your life.
你不能经历什么叫阴间的门不能胜过。
If you cannot experience God, you cannot overcome.
因为耶稣是基督，这个磐石上阴间的门不能胜过。
If you do not take Jesus Christ as your foundation, you cannot overcome him.
或者这样讲，如果你不认识耶稣是基督的话，你无法经历什么叫在撒旦面前在生活中夸胜。
If you do not know Christ, you cannot overcome Satan in your life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我在这里不是在说什么大话，因为我知道这个恩典是真的。
I'm not telling you anything as a lie, because I know this is true.
好，我在讲这句话解释耶稣是基督的时候，我们必须把另外一句话结合起来来读，就是哥林多前书1:30。
And this verse should be connected to another verse, 1 Corinthians 1:30.
好，刚才弟兄已经念过，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus.
好，我们要留意，你们得在基督耶稣里。
Again, in Christ Jesus.
神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And he has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
好，我在讲这句话之前，我们一定要在前上下文当中来讲这句话。
So I want to share with you this.
这句话之前讲的是什么呢
？What does this sentence says before?
之前讲说神拣选了世上愚昧的，为要让聪明的羞愧。
And before that is talking about the, do not be shameful to be the silly one in the world.
对，就像我们在世上，像我们在智慧上聪明的都不多。
So the wise one on the earth is not that many.
对，强壮的也不多，我们都不强壮。强壮的也不多，蒙拣选的人当中。
The strong one is not that many either.
但圣经说，神拣选我们这些不强壮的、不聪明的，为要让那些聪明的羞愧。
But God chose the foolish one in order to shame the wise one.
但这里面弟兄姊妹，如果你冷静下来的话，你要想一想，怎么做到呢？
So how is this being done?
我一个愚昧人，你怎么让一个聪明人羞愧呢？
How can I be a foolish one, shame the wise one?
所以这里面的秘密在刚才念的这句话。
So just the last, the verse that we just read.
神把这么多把蒙拣选的人放在了一个人里面，放在基督里面。
Because God put everyone in Christ Jesus.
他让这个人成为我们的所需要的一切。
And he led Christ Jesus as everything to us.
好，我想我现在我们就要一起来思想什么叫基督。
And let's think about what is the meaning of Christ.
首先我们知道，当我们讲基督的时候，这里面你要注意一个词，是我们可以在基督里。
So we should also pay attention to another term that is in Christ.
基督，那这里面你怎么能在基督里面呢？
So how can you be in Christ?
所以这里面基督到底指的什么讲的呢？
So what is that pointing to about Christ?
那我们必须留意一件事情，圣经里面讲到基督的时候说这是一个奥秘。
We should now understand when it's mentioned about in Christ as a mystery.
就着我所蒙的恩典来讲，这个基督在这里面指的是第二个人。
So this Christ is as a second person in us.
还不是在 in us， 就是指的第二个人。
Is another person in us.
神在整个宇宙中造了第一个人。
God created the first one, the first man.
这个人名字叫亚当。
And that man is Adam.
我们所有的人都生在亚当里。
And we were born from Adam.
举个例子，我是亚当的第几千祖，但是就是我是生了亚当，我是亚当的某一代里面的一个。
So I'm one of the descendants from Adam.
我们都生在亚当里面。
And we are all in Adam.
所有亚当里面一切犯罪之后的东西，我们生下来都与生俱来的。
So all the sinful nature from Adam, we inherited it.
这就没完没了的一直延续下去。
And it continued to generations after generations.
所以这个世代的罪恶就这样一从亚当第一代一直到今天为止，不断的在把亚当里面各样的罪恶的丑陋一同来展现出来。
So all these ugly sinful natures were revealed from the first generation from Adam to the generations in the future.
但允许我这样讲，我们也在亚当里面得着了这样所谓的罪恶的丰盛。
So we inherited the sinful nature from Adam.
没有办法得拯救的。
And we couldn't be saved.
神拯救我们有一个路，是神的智慧。
So God saved us through His wisdom.
神把第二个人差遣下来。
God put in the second man.
第二个人，他来到地上，在凡事上要受试炼、受检验。
The second man came.To earth and being tested.
他的一生不只代表主耶稣自己。
His life not only represents Christ Jesus himself.
他代表整个第二个人这个族类。
He represents the second man's descendant.
所以这个人必须从肉身活一遍。
So this person must have a flesh life.
从 baby 开始。
And to live on earth.
从 baby 一直长大成人，一直达到神的丰满。
And to grow up as a baby to a full adult.
这个人所做的一切，就是从这个人后面产生的所有在第二个人里面所能承受的。
So whatever the second man has done unto his descendant.
所以这个人还有一个名字。
So this second man has a name.
这个人的名字，他除了叫做第二个人以外，
besides being called the second man,
他还被叫做末后的亚当。
He can also be second Adam, the last Adam.
对，他不对，圣经没有说他是第二个亚当，因为他不是第二个亚当，对不对？
He's the last Adam.
对，我都是第几千代的亚当，主耶稣不是第二个亚当。
So I am a descendant of Adam, but Jesus is the last Adam.
对，他是 last Adam， 什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
他要把整个亚当的族类借着这个十字架带到终结。
He wants to bring the whole generations of Adam to cross.
借着死里复活，他重新带出一个新的族类。
And through the resurrection from cross, he's bringing out a new generation.
那我们经文到底什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
这一点需要主的启示。
And we need the revelation from God.
我们的救恩荣耀在什么地方呢？
Our salvation, why is it glorious?
神从来不让我们在亚当里面今天改变温柔一点，明天改，这是我们理解的。
God never asks us to change a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow.
对，今天多一点忍耐，十年之后更多一点忍耐，神从来不这样做的。
God did not ask us to be more patient today and more patient tomorrow.
好，你听好，神是这样讲的。
And the Bible told us this.
神在万事以先，在基督里，就是在第二个人里面，就照你我的名字，把我们圈出来了。
That God has put our name into, has circled out our name before the creation of the world.
然后让我把我们从这个亚当里面就牵出来了。
And to bring us out from the first Adam.
把我们放在了基督里。
And put us in Christ.
这神怎么做到的呢？
And how did God do this?
所以刚才那句话很重要，我们得在基督里是本乎神，这是神做到的。
And that is, we have to be in Christ.
对，这是出于神的。
This is from God.
就像你从亚当，你生在亚当里面一样，你不知道你是怎么做到的，你是怎么生在亚当里的，是不是？
We don't know how we were born in the generation of Adam.
神就把我们放在基督里。
But God put us in the generation of Christ.
所以如果有人在基督里，那一切坐在基督身上的就坐在这个人身上了，已经坐在这个人身上了。
So whoever is in Christ, whatever was done to Christ was done to us.
我想照着我们能理解的，我想从圣经里面举个例子，让我们能够加深一点印象。
So there is an example in the Bible so that we can understand.
好，希伯来书第七章第十节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 10.
好，我们在这之前，我再重申一下这次的重点。
So let me re-emphasize.
我们救恩的重点在于你在基督里。
The main point of salvation is whether we are in Christ.
我一会儿再讲这个重点，对我们到底怎么能把我们从自己里面拯救出来，我还要举个见证才能弟兄姊妹才明白。
So I'm going to further explain how we can save ourselves from this point.
那我先举一个例子，什么叫我们在基督里，一切坐在基督身上的就坐在我们身上，这是我想出来的还是圣经里面启示的？
So the what is the example from the Bible that says whatever done on Christ is done on us?
好，我们把第七章第十节这句话一起看一遍。
So verse 10, chapter 10 verse, chapter 7 verse 10.
但这一节呢，之前有其实有一个，之前也有一些话。
And before this, there's other words.
之前他为了说明麦基洗德这个等次呢，不是一般属地的祭司的等次。
So before this verse, they want to point out Melchizedek has a special status.
所以他要证明说他这个等次不是属地的祭司。
That his status does not belong to the earthly ranking.
怎么证明呢？如果属地的祭司也把十分之一献给他，那就证明他是神。
So the priest on earth will give one tenth to God to the temple.
因为在那个时候，利未呢，他在以色列百姓中收取十分之一。
Because Levi received one tenth through the people.
然后他再把这十分从百姓中收取的当中再取十分之一献给神。
And then through the one tenth they received, they gave another one tenth out of that to God.
所以这里面怎么证明这样一件事，证明利未人，证明这亚伯这麦基洗德是神的那个等次呢？
So how does it show that Melchizedek has a different status?
所以他这样讲，因为这里面前面这句话讲的是这个亚伯拉罕迎接麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候呢，亚伯拉罕把十分之一给了麦基洗德。
Because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of the.
哦，还没有，先不读后面，就是亚伯拉罕，就是麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候呢，亚伯拉罕把他打仗所获得的东西十分之一给了麦基洗德。
So the, after the war, Abraham gave one tenth of what he gained to Melchizedek.
那个时候利未还没出生呢。
And Levi was not born.
那是利未还不在这个地球上呢。
Levi did not exist at that time.
至少亚伯拉罕还要再生以撒，以撒再生雅各，雅各再把利未生出来。
Abraham has to give birth to Jacob and then Jacob to
对，十二个儿子把利未生出来。
And before Levi was born.
但圣经是这样讲，把这句话读一遍。
So this is the order from the Bible.
麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的腰中。
Because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of the ancestors.
也就是说，当亚伯拉罕向麦基洗德献上十分之一的时候，利未已经在亚伯拉罕肚子里面也献上了十分之一。
So when Abraham gave one tenth to Melchizedek, Levi as his Abraham as Levi's ancestors also gave one tenth.
那我们重点不再讲亚伯拉罕，我们重点必须回到我们的重点上。
So go back to the main point.
那我们的重点就是基督，神坐在基督身上的。如果你在他里面，你觉得神有没有坐在你身上呢
？What Christ has done, is this what we will be done in Christ?
因为我们就在基督里面被拣选的。
Because we are chosen to be in Christ.
如果基督死了，你觉得我们有没有死呢
？So if Christ died, do we die?
断没有这个道理。基督死了，我在基督里面，我还没有死，这不可能的。
If Christ died and I'm inside Christ, how could I not die?
如果说在当时的教会有一个异端，有个说法说，复活的事情都已经过去了。
Some church would say resurrection has passed.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面说，如果基督没有复活，那我们有什么指望呢
？So Paul had mentioned that if Jesus did not resurrect,
你从现在开始记得我们的地位是在基督里。
As we are in Christ.
基督怎样我们就怎样。
What happened to Christ, it will happen to us.
这是神的救恩。
And this is the salvation from God.
正像神所说的，属天的怎样我们就怎样。
Just like God says, whatever heavenly we will be living as in heaven.
正像亚当怎样我们所有生在亚当里面就一样就怎样。
So the way Adam is, we will be the way as Adam.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我觉得我已经尽我所蒙的恩典来讲，但是你觉得我讲这些有什么益处呢
？I'm doing my best to explain, and I hope you understand. And what do you think about the benefits to us?
如果这个是你借着信心进到这里面的时候，这要把你从自己里面拯救出来。
So in faith, you have to help yourself to be saved.
我们才知道什么叫在基督里夸口。
So that we can understand what is the meaning of boasting in Christ.
什么叫基督荣耀的恩典在我们这些在基督里首先有盼望的人身上得着称颂
？How is that we can Christ can be praised through us who are believers?
对这个 who are trust in Christ， 我们在他里面有真的有盼望，或者 hope in Christ。
That we have hope in Christ.
我们的 hope 不在我们自己身上，在基督身上。
Our hope is not on us, but on Christ.
我举个例子吧，要不然弟兄姊妹就觉得这个是不是很理论的。
And let me give you another example.
这个例子呢，是我信主之前信主的时候听到的一个见证，我觉得非常适合在这儿讲。
So before I'm a believer, I heard this testimony.
不是，就是信主初期的。
So in the beginning, for me as a Christian, I heard this testimony.
对，那个时候我以为我懂这个见证，其实今天我才知道那时候不懂。
I thought I understood the testimony at that time, but today I understand that I did not understand at that time.
对，有一个姊妹，她有，她有四个孩子。四个孩子，对，有个姊妹，她有四个孩子。
There is a sister who has four children.
有一天，她在接待一个传道人到她家里。
So she went to a pastor's house.
对，她接待一个就是 preacher 就到她家中，然后到她家中的时候，她就向这个传道人讲述她的一点难处。
And she shared about her difficulties to the pastor.
对，她说我呀，我缺少一些忍耐。
And she said I lack patience.
对，我如果有一个孩子、两个孩子闹的时候呢，我还能忍一下。
If there are one or two child being troublesome, I can still persevere.
三个孩子呢，我就快控制不了了。
But if three of them started, I couldn't control myself.
然后四个孩子同时闹，我就基本就爆发了，每次都这样子。
And if four of them acted up, I explode.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人这样向你说，你向他怎么解？你向他怎么个回应？
So if someone share with you this difficulties, what will you say back?
我们的回应只能这么说得着的救恩来回应，对不对？
So can we respond according to the grace, salvation?
我们也许最多说啊，你这个要，这是你的十字架，要背十字架。
And someone might say, oh, this is your cross that you have to go through and learn.
你要多祷告。
You need to pray more.
因为这我们实际的，因为这是我所蒙的救恩，我就是这样子的，我就这么认为的。
This is practical and this is what I thought is right.
结果那个传道人说了一句话，我觉得今天实在很宝贵。
But the pastor said something that I felt very precious nowadays.
他说，姊妹，我问你一句话。
He said, sister, let me ask you.
如果不是你在这个屋里，是耶稣基督在这个屋里带这些孩子，你觉得耶稣基督会不会被激怒？
If it were not you facing these four kids, but Jesus in this house facing the four kids, do you think Jesus will get mad?
好，丁总，我把这个例子放我们当中，什么目的呢？
So why am I sharing with you this example?
你看神的救法是怎么拯救的呢？
So how does God give us salvation?
神把我们放在基督里面。
God put us in Christ.
神让基督成为我们需要的时候一切的供应。
God made Christ to be our provisions whenever we need.
我们不能在基督之外看自己。
We cannot look at ourselves outside of Christ.
你今天需要忍耐。
You need to persevere.
但神说，你只需要看在这个地方，你只需要在你需要忍耐的环境中，你知道基督他能够满足这个需要。
So when you need to be patient, you know that God can fulfill your requirement.
或者说你在圣经里面哪个地方看到这个第二个人，他在什么地方失去了忍耐呢？
So when you see another person losing patience.
不是，就圣经里面启示出来这个第二个人，就这个基督。
In the Bible, have you seen Jesus, the second man, lost patience?
对，其实对这个。说是 Christ 有吗？
Have you seen Christ lost patience in the Bible?
你圣经为什么说耶稣是基督呢？
Why Bible points to Christ Jesus?
因为你记得这个主基督在地上行走的时候，你在他里面。
Because while Christ is on earth, you were in him.
啊，这一点我没有办法用人的语言再讲下去。
It's kind of difficult to use human's word to explain further.
对，有时候讲多了就会变成人的一些理论。
It become another theory from man if I keep talking about this.
但我们知道，在基督里，这是神的救法。
But we know that this is the salvation in Christ.
如果神今天你觉得神在你身上有需要
，So as you need something in Christ，
不，神在你身上有需要，就是神在我身上有需要。
So if God has something that He needs in you，
你觉得神需要我在这个家中，在神在这个我自己的家中，神需要我忍耐，神需要我怎么样怎么样
？So you think God want me to be patient at home or want me to be like this this？
你记得这，如果神对你有需要，神借着基督来供应。
So if God wants you to do something, He will go do it through Christ.
因为我们在基督里。
Because we are inside Christ.
你不能在基督之外看自己。
You cannot be outside of Christ.
我容我再多讲一点，我有机会跟一个姊妹啊，我知道她在主里面非常追求。
So as I was seeking Lord, I have this sharing with a sister.
她告诉我她有很多的软，她有很多的软弱。
She has a lot of weakness.
对，她很想赦免一些她伤害她的。
She wants to forgive someone that hurt her.
对，她也很想在生活中表现该有的那个基督的荣耀。
She wants to reveal Christ's glory through her life.
但她始终做不到。
But she couldn't do it.
这就是我所说的，我们被这个己的软弱深深地捆绑住了。
This is what I'm saying, that we were bounded by our own weakness.
没有什么东西可以帮我们释放出来。
Release us from it.
好像你越努力，在泥潭中陷得越深，是不是呢
？The more you try, the more you get into this hole.
只有这个意，在基督里这个意象可以把我们抓出来。
Only when you are in Christ, Christ can help you get out.
有一天神恩典临到你的时候，你我会看见，原来我们在基督里。
Because only when you receive Christ's grace.
你在我们在第二个人里面。
That when we are in the second man,
第二个人就是我们面对一切需要的唯一的一个供应的源头。第二个人
，This man is the only one that gives us all the provisions.
圣经里面有很多话，我们举个例，我们回头再把圣经里面我们所看到的启示，我们再带到这个光中。
So hopefully we can read more verses to bring us back to this revelation.
好，我们先读罗马书的六章三节。
Book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 3.
我们不解释这节圣经，我们只把里面这个点给点出来。
We are not going to explain the verse, but we are going to point it out only.
岂不知我们受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗
？Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ, Jesus was baptized into his death?
好，这里面重点是什么呢
？What is the main point here？
我们这些人是归入到基督耶稣，就归入到一个团体的人里面。简单讲，归入到第二个人里面。
We were grouped into the second man。
你说耶稣基督，基督耶稣有没有被钉死
？Jesus Christ was crucified。
有没有被埋葬
？He was buried。
如果有，你在他里面，你就得着了这个，你就得着了主耶稣在基督身上所做成这个工作。
So if you are in Christ, you receive what was done in Christ.
但如果你要离开基督，你说我要被钉死，神不这么做，你也做不到。
But if you left Christ and you said, I want to be crucified, and you could not be achieving it if Christ was not doing so.
我可以这样讲，很多的烦恼都是因为我们自己给自己加上去了。
So I can say that a lot of worrisome is created by ourselves.
因为我们在基督之外，对自己有些是有要求。
So when we are outside Christ, do we have requirement to ourselves?
好，我们速速的再读几处圣经，就把这个光带到神的话中。
So we bring this word in the light of God.
好，我们只讲重点。
And we point out.
好，六章十一节。
Romans chapter verse chapter six verse 11.
好，这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
啊，我承认这句话给很多弟兄姊妹带来多少的挣扎。
This is such a struggle to a lot of brothers and sisters.
对，你算了半天也死不了。
That we couldn't die.
这句话秘密在什么地方呢
？And what is the mystery of this?
这个秘密呢，在中文里面还看不清楚，在英文里面看得很清楚，在基督耶稣里。
That is, in Christ.
如果我们不看见我们是在基督里，我可以这样讲，一切住在基督身上的恩典在我们身上都没有份的。
If we are not in Christ, then all these grace, we do not partake in any of these grace.
如果你不在基督身上，你不在基督里看的话，你向的罪是越看越活。
So if we are not in Christ, we are living in the dead.
好，我们再把加拉太书二章二十节前面那句话读一下。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been Christ.
这里面的重点就是与基督。
And the main point is with Christ.
如果我们不在基督里，说实话，你想死也死不了。
If with Christ, cannot crucify.
好，以弗所书二章五节，这开始进到积极的一面。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5.
便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Make us alive with Christ.
与基督。
With Christ.
我们在基督的，在第二个人里面。
So we are in the second person.
这是完完全全的恩典。
And it's a complete grace.
神拣选我们的时候，我们可能还没有在地上呢。
When God has chosen us, we were not born.
所以圣经说，神拣选我们不是照着我们的行为。
The Bible said that God chose us not because of our behaviors.
我们今天在地上是个表现不道德上很高尚，说神拣选你不。
It's not God did not choose us because we have good deeds.
你还没出生呢，善恶还不会分辨呢，神已经拣选了。
You were not born, you don't know what is sin, what is good, but God has chosen you.
你觉不觉得这是个恩典？
So this is grace.
荣耀的恩典。
A glorious grace.
好，我们再看第六节，接下来读。
And verse 6,
又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
今天我们遇到一些难处的时候，我们也很想说，我想，我真的愿意在好像从天上看一样。不要被这个事情所
困。Facing difficulties, we want to tell ourselves to look it up, look at the difficulties from heavenly view.
但是你知道你在基督里面，基督有没有升到天上？
But you know that Christ has been raised to heaven.
基督有没有是万有的元首？
So Christ is the head of everything.
Yeah. 如果基督是万有的元首，所有在基督里面的，你说你在这件事情之下，这是不可能的。
If Christ is the head of the universe and you said you are under the universe, it's impossible.
所以圣经说基督为教会做万有的元首，万有之首。
So when Christ is the universe, the head of universe, the head of church.
我们再往下读哥罗西书，我们今天已经读到了，我们再重复一遍这句话。
Colossians,
二章九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9, we read before.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里。
In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
对，没有，我们就二章十节前半句，我再读一下：你们在他里面得了丰盛。
In Christ, all the fullness.
如果你在基督里面，这一切丰盛已经赐下了。
You have been given fullness in Christ as long as you are in Christ.
你只要看见你是在基督里的。
And you will be seen as in Christ.
对，只要你能够蒙神开启，看见原来你在基督里了已经。
You are revealed to see that you are already in Christ.
你就可以在基督里夸口了。
And you can boast in Christ.
基督就是你的夸口。
Christ is what you can boast about.
今天教会你就在基督里面就知道我你就知道什么叫借着他，你就在基督，你这样你就知道什么叫在主里面夸口了，夸口的指着主夸口是什么意思了。
So if you are in Christ, you will understand what is boasting in Christ mean.
好，我们再读最后一句话，是非常大家都非常熟悉的，但是我这句话是非常的真实。林后五章十七节前半句。
Second Corinthians chapter 5Verse 17.
Yeah, 前半句，这句话呢，可以说把我们今天所有的话都聚焦在一个点上。
And this verse will conclude all what we share today.
好，把这句话念一下。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
若有人在基督里。
If anyone is in Christ.
但这个达比可能翻译比较准确，若有人在基督里 ，there is a new creation， 就这里就有一个新造。
And the Darby's version it says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
那什么意思呢？今天你发现你在基督里，神开你眼睛。
So today you are in Christ, and He opened your inner eyes.
那你今天在面对神连给你的环境中，你该怎么面对呢？
So God gave you the surroundings, and how are you going to face it?
你不需要用旧造的资源来满足新造的这个新的环境的挑战的需要，不需要。
You cannot use your old self to face the challenge of the new circumstances.
我们常常用亚当里的资源来满足这个环境的需要，搞得我们筋疲力尽。
As the old Adam, we always seek our own strength to deal with difficulties.
最关键是你那样筋疲力尽的时候，你发现你突然之间你不知道该怎么赞美神了。
As you are weathering yourself out, you don't know, and then you lost direction.
你好像不知道什么叫在基督里有盼望的人，我们不是了。
And then you still don't understand what is the hope in Christ.
所以这里面说你已经在新造的里面，基督就是你的供应。
And here it says that there is a new creation, so Christ is your provision.
好，因为时间关系，我想我再加一点。
And because of time, I'm going to give one more point.
这一点呢，我想因为很多弟兄姊妹听到这样的信息都觉得好像跟圣经中是不是有很多冲突呢
？So sometimes brothers and sisters will say, isn't that a conflict to the Bible teaching?
圣经中难道没有教你要忍耐吗
？Did the Bible tell you to be perseverance?
圣经没有教你要温柔吗
？Didn't the Bible teach you to be meek?
有啊，就在哥罗西书、以弗所，就在这两卷书里面。
Yes, it did, in the Colossians.
所以我在这里面呢，我提一点，就是讲到神的话和信心和经历到底什么关系。
So I want to point out the relationship between God's word, faith, and your experience.
那既然主在过去的教会中曾经赐下这样的恩典，我也是借用这恩典，借用这个比喻来放在弟兄姊妹面前。
Since God gave me the grace for this experience, and I want to share with you.
好，过去一个弟兄曾经用这样一个比喻来讲神的话、信心和经历什么关系。
So, a brother shared about the relationship between faith and experience.
说有三个人在一个很高的一堵墙上在走路。
So there are three people walking on a high wall.
对，第一个人就叫神的话。
The first person named God's word.
对，他严格照着神的话，就笔直的往前走，没有问题。
And he followed God's word strictly going forward.
第二个人叫信心 faith.
Second person's name faith.
第三个人叫经历
Third person's name experience.
对，当第二个人的手放在信心的手放在神的话上的时候呢
？So when the second person faith put his hand on the first person.
对，经历呢，把他的手放在信心上面。
So faith put on God's word.
对，他们三个在墙上走没有问题。
And so all three walked on the wall without a problem.
对，但有一天走着走着，突然间这个信心说，我回头摸一下经历。
So one day the second person faith turned back to touch, the third person experience.
对，他把他的手从画上拿掉，放到了经历上面。
He took off his hand touching.Connecting with the first person and touch the third person.
整个人就掉下去了。
And he fell.
弟兄姊妹，你现在发现神救恩的秘密在什么地方呢
？So now you see the secret of God's salvation.
Faith 是开启神救恩的一把钥匙。
Faith is the key to open up God's salvation.
所以主在地上。没有对人没有什么要求。
God did not have any requirement to man.
你记不记得有一个人到主面前说：“主啊，我该做什么才能做神的工呢
？”Remember one person came to Jesus and asked him, "What can I do?"
对，就是我做什么才算 do the work of God？ 我做什么才算呢
？What can I do to be considered doing God's work？
主说：“你信神所差来的，这就是。”
Jesus said, "You have to believe the one that God sent."
什么意思呢
what does that mean?
神所有的工作都做在第二个人身上就是做在基督身 上。
God's work was done on the second man, Jesus Christ.
我们被放在了基督里面。
And we were put in Christ.
一切的应许都在这里。
All the promises are in Christ.
一切属灵的福气都在那里。
All the spiritual blessings are in Christ.
但今天若有人说我就是不相信我在基督里。
But if someone says, I don't believe I'm in Christ.
我在基督里为什么我还有这么多软弱？
Why am I still having this weakness if I'm in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，当你把你的手从信心从神的话上放到经历上的时候，你这个软弱还要持续很久。
When you take your hand off from God's word and put into experience, that's when you get lost.
你这个软弱，直到你有一天能够重新把你心眼睛放在神的话上。
And this is the weakness until it won't recover from this weakness until you can put your eyes on God's word.
好，我再用一分钟时间再讲一下我们熟悉的一节圣经，彼得后书。
And I want to share with you another familiar verse, 2 Peter.
因为圣经里面有很多的话，我把这些话放在弟兄姊妹面前，是让我们知道它本身没有冲突。
So I want to share with you these verses to see if there is any conflict with you.
举个例子，彼得后书一章四到五节是这么讲的。
Chapter 1, verse 4 to 5.
对，我们彼得后书直接到第五章第六节吧，到第六节。
Second Peter, chapter one.
OK, 是不是彼得后书？你翻的是彼得后书吗？
嗯。
这是彼得后书吗？屏幕上这个。
嗯。哦。
看一下。那彼得后书里面说，你们有了信心，要加上德性。
And Second Peter says.For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge.
对，彼得后书一章六节，好，这是彼得，你这是彼得前书吧？
嗯，彼得后书。
OK， 我屏幕上是彼得前书，我要看到彼得后书，这句话是大家比较熟悉的。OK， 彼得后书这样讲，他说你，我们知道这句话，前面说你们因着缘故要分外的殷勤。
For this very reason, make every effort.
但是你知道这个分外的殷勤接下来有一个开始的。
Make every effort has a beginning.
这是我们常常忽略的。
This is something we neglected.
好，分外的殷勤是什么开始的呢？
How do you start your effort?
你要从信心开始。
You start from faith.
你从你看见你在基督里面开始。
Start from when you are in Christ.
之后，你的信心，基督会带出这样的一些的经历和见证。
And then fruit will bring you into experience.
我只能说，照着我所领受的，能够把我所知道的，用人的话讲出来。
So I had shared what I experienced in my word.
我只劝勉弟兄姊妹们一句话。
But I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
但是两句话了。
Or two sentences.
第一句是这样，这是神的真正恩典。
So the first is, this is the grace from God.
不要把它当成一种理论。
Don't take it as a theory.
第二句话。
The second.
弟兄姊妹们要开始学习去读神的话。
Brothers and sisters, you need to start learning God's word.
你要从神的话里面读出基督。
From God's word, you see Christ.
你知道是哥罗西书里面说要把基督的话丰丰富富的藏在心里。
Just like the book of Colossians, it says that to read to God and so that you receive His fullness.
对，其实是说 to store the words of Christ.
And to receive the word of Christ.
对，把基督这个基督的话很有讲，在这里面有一些特殊的意义，我觉得。
And what is the special meaning to it?
他不只说把神的话，他就是把基督的话。
It's just not saying God's word, but Christ's word.
什么意思呢？因为他那句话之前刚好讲到，到底什么叫在基督里呢
？So it's actually directing us to be what is the meaning of in Christ?
说那句话之前刚好讲到，若有人做，若你在基督里了，你的受割礼不受割礼，这些旧道的东西没有用的，算得什么？
In Christ, whether a circumcision or not circumcision is not important.
只有基督才是一切。
Only Christ is everything.
所以说接下来开始讲，你要把这些基督的这些话藏起来，藏你心里。
So it says to keep God's word in your heart.
说弟兄姊妹，愿我们能够开始读神的话。
And may we all read God's word.
读出话里面有什么地方是关于基督的？
Read everything about Christ.
你记得所有的应许在基督里都是阿们的。
So everything in Christ is yes.
我们是在基督里面得到这个恩典的。
We receive this grace in Christ.
若人在基督之外，我可以说你没有得到恩典。
If you are outside of Christ, you do not receive the.
无论你多努力。
No matter how hard you work.
我说你不能得神的喜悦。
You will not be able to please God.
因为神说，我们在爱子里面才得喜悦。
Because God said only in love we can be, He can be pleased.
对，我们是在爱子里，在这个他的儿子里得喜悦的。
Only in Christ, His only Son.
那我再说一件很绝对的话。
So let me repeat.
若有人到神面前，若不信神。
If someone comes to God and say, I don't believe in God.
或者说若不信神是，就是 if I don't believe he is, 我不信神是，不信，或者我不是用信心来神面前的。
So if somebody comes and say, I don't believe God.
你不能得神的喜悦。
You will not be able to please God.
你可以努力谦卑，努力温柔，神不喜悦，神不悦纳。
You can be perfectly humble and meek, but it would not be received by God.
神所有的祝福一切都在基督里。
God says all the blessings are in Christ.
你我
you and me,
荣耀的地位就是我们在基督里。
The most important status is whether we are.
如果你能领受什么叫披戴耶稣基督，你能领受，你就在生活中得到这个福气。
If we say that we can wear Christ, then we receive the blessings.
Put on, 对 ，put on.
We put Christ on us.
如果你还没有领受，我们就到主面前一同求这个恩典。
If you have not received, then we ask the Lord to give us this mercy.
我再讲最后一句话。
And let me say this at the last.
神不在基督之外对你有要求。
God did not have any outside of Christ's requirement.
如果你觉得神今天对你有要求的话
，If you are following His requirement,
你觉得那你知道你要知道那是神要你靠着基督来完成的。
It will be everything done in Christ.
你会一天一天看见我们今天如何在基督里夸口。
Then you will see how we can boast about Christ.
你会进到罗马书第八章一切的荣耀里面。
Then you will hear a book of Romans chapter 8 in all glory.
在一切事情上靠着爱我们的主，你都要得胜有余。
In everything that we live by Christ.
但罗马书第八章我在讲里面的秘密，罗马书第八章的秘密是什么呢？
And what is the mystery of Romans chapter 8?
第一句话。
The first sentence.
如今在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
That in Christ we are not condemned.
好，对不起，我今天占用了弟兄姊妹们的时间。
So here I took the time.
因为我实在愿意把这些恩典全部释放出来。
Because I really want to release the grace that I received.
好，我们一起有个简单祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主啊，如若这样的恩典在你面前是可以说被你使用的。
Lord, with all this grace that can be used in front of you.
主啊，你把一切你所拣选的，主啊，都能够一同带到这个恩典当中。
That you can bring all the chosen one into this grace.
主，让你荣耀的恩典，主在我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人身上，主啊，在我们身上得到称颂，主啊，我们愿你在基督耶稣里面，也在教会中真正得到荣耀。主啊，直到永永远远。
To the eternity.
主啊，所有可以被你使用的话，我们求你亲自圣灵来握住。
Lord, all this word can the Holy Spirit to hold onto it.
主啊，有些甚至引起争议的话，主啊，我们求你把它不适合的，我们求你把它封住。
And please take out anything that is improper.
主，愿你自己把你自己的荣耀的基督启示在你教会中。
And may you reveal the glorious Christ to the church.
主，让你的教会真正被建立在这个磐石上。
So that church can be built on this rock of Christ.
主，让教会能够在阴间的门面前夸胜。
So that church can overcome in front of you.
因为一切都已经在你里面完成了。
Because everything we worship and you have completed.
我们要把敬拜来归给你。
And we give you the worship.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Thanks the Lord, and in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，再次，如果弟兄姊妹觉得。